There once was a man from Nantucket, whose dick was so long he could suck it. He stayed in his bed and gave himself head and spit his own spooge in a bucket. There was a young man from Stamboul who soliloquized thus to his tool. You took all my wealth and you ruined my health, and now you won't pee, you old fool. There was a young girl of 11 who changed into PJs at 7. Her grandfather bore a hole in her door and observed until he went to heaven. My knowledge of sex does not suck, and I've researched the best things to smurf. Sheep are too easy, and chickens are greasy. Yes, the best smurf of all is a duck. There once was a hooker named Sue, who filled her vagina with glue. When they pay to get in, she said with a grin, you must pay to get out of it, too. The Olsen twins walked down the block while chatting of Bob Saget's cock. These days it is old and shriveled with mold. On Full House, a glorious rock. There once was a girl named JoJo, who reportedly was quite the hoe. She was not very tall, and when standing by a wall, was just the right height for a blow. Riceland, you suck. You cannot get your meter right. There once was a person named Schlupp, who really was quite the trollop. People thought she's a man despite her obvious can, so her face should not be seen close up. You really, really suck. Quinn is a hefty old mare who's completely covered in hair. There aren't enough candles to wax his love handles, and don't even think about going down there. Her name is apparently Mandy, which I think is awfully dandy. Although she's a bitch, she's too hard to ditch because she keeps on giving me candy. There once was a man named Cy, who everyone wanted to die. I said I'm excluded, and now my nose is protruded, which has always happened whenever I lie. There once was a man named Chrissy, who acted like quite a sissy, but he pulled down his pants and took out his implant and told all the girls to get busy. There once was a guy named Rice, who removed his pants from his waist. He took aim at Oon, said afterwards let spoon, and covered the doctor with paste. There once was a mage named Wes, who did got him into quite a mess. He impregnated an empress, whose husband was quite a temptress, and said a threesome at night would be best. Once a young Asian named PG performed certain acts with a squeegee. He strained his back, accessing the rack of a window washer's from Fiji. There once was a man named Joel. They said he was ugly as a mole. Then along came Wes, who played with his mess and buggered him with his pole. There once was a boy named Wesley, and even though he looked quite ghastly, I really liked his mom. She was quite the bomb. I want to do her like I do Rick Astley. There once was a girl named Casey, who was known for being quite racy. She waited for joy, dressed up in coy, all prim, pretty and prim and lacy. There once was a mayor of poor, whose mom was a dirty old whore. She forced him to give poor Crono the HIV, which he died of in 2004. Okay, I'm not one to criticize stretch rhymes, but HIV and give? You've never heard of someone saying the HIV in a way that rhymes with give? No. Apparently I'm not hip with the slang all you kids use nowadays. There once was an old git named Rice, who liked to give head for the taste, until he met Chrissy, who tasted all pisty, and the old git refused to eat waste. Touche. There once was a lawyer named East, who considered small boys a good treat. He liked them so young, so his crimes were unsung. Maybe he was really a priest. There once was a boy named Quinn. Never Paul's love could he win. So he began to turn tricks. He was an expert with dicks. Though broken-hearted, is it really a sin? While Rye was in all senses great, she with cakes had a problem of late. She'd see one and stop. She'd climb up on top and into its depths flatulate. There once was a guy named East, whose pants contained a large beast. He showed it to Dell, who said, Smurfing hell! Tonight I'm having a feast! I once had a strawberry lolly, pretty and shiny and yummy. I wasn't alert, so it fell in the dirt, that my strawberry lolly was dirty. Rancian's a jolly old Swede, who drinks what others have peed. When no toilet's incited, Rancian's delighted, cause it allows him to fill his need. There once was a chap named Psychotic. On the net he seemed quite erotic, and while he had eyes on to spread all his lies on, in real life he still can't score a chick. J.K. Paw, I know you do chickens all the time, IRL. Turkeys, too, if I really make the effort. Gobble, 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 gobble. There once was a crony named Rice, who possessed one of marvelous eyes. The ladies loved the wiggle, and the ways his boob jiggle, tucked out so nicely if his FF-based bras. Quinn was trying to get back the groove he currently lacked. He tried loving darkies, but stuck with the honkies because he couldn't compete with the black. I never lolled so much in my life. I sat here for a good 5 minutes trying to come up with something and failed miserably. I'm better at being morgue serious or flippant and annoying than I am at being actually funny. Someone do me. Do me, do me, do me. Be sure the theme is prostitution. Moonrabbit's a Canadian scum, enjoys all sorts being shoved up his bum. The reason is clear, he's desperately queer, but hush now, don't tell his mum. Gay hookers are hard to find, but it's a challenge Moonrabbit won't mind. He's desperate for sex, but terribly blexed, as no man will go near his behind. New custom tit in order. Desperately queer.